Blog Talk Radio. Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And yes, yes, I have been on vacation. It's probably been a month, 3 weeks. But I am back, and Reality Spirituality is going to be on, listen to this audience, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, the 3 days, because I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of requests to please have more, believe it or not, more of the show, and that's what I've committed to. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Reality Spirituality. Now, for my new listeners, you're probably wondering, what the hell does Reality Spirituality mean? Well, I mean, I'm so glad you asked, because I have the answer. Reality spirituality is a term that I use to dissect our everyday life experiences and to find the link with our everyday life experiences with spirituality, and to also dissect every event that happens in every nook, in every corner, in every crack, in every cranny, why we are not as happy as we could be. Taking time off, I have to say that I've had so many interesting, great experiences, but very challenging experiences. I mean, the universe, this powerful energy, the most powerful source, the universe, has picked me up, thrown me around, knocked me against the ground, picked me up, kicked me in the street, truck ran over. I've gone through so much, but with all of the challenges and with all of the uncomfortableness and with all of the feeling of not really being connected, the feeling of the opposite of having an inner peace, that the opposite of that. Hold on, I'm scratching. The opposite of that. The opposite of feeling peaceful is what I'm talking about when I'm challenged. In other words, I'll give you a perfect example. Let's get on the topic, which is today's topic is, how do you define yourself? Well, I used to define myself by where I lived, what I lived in, house versus an apartment, car, bank account, how I looked that day, how I felt that day, who talked to me, who didn't talk to me, what was I lucky, was I not lucky? I mean, I used to define myself by all of these things. Oh, but this is one of the best ones. Do you know that I used to define myself by my credit score? Yeah. credit score, job title, you name it. What I did for a living, can you believe, listen to this? Don't tell anybody, but I used to be ashamed of being a secretary. Oh, a secretary. Oh, it's such a low position on the totem pole. And I mean, I define myself by the job, by my job title. But you know what? I got to a point where I had to redefine myself, because the way I define myself, if I wasn't living up to my definition of success or definition of I've made it or look at me world, if I didn't live up to that, then guess what? I felt like shit. And let's go back to the credit score. I am in the middle of trying to refinance my home. And let me tell you, the difficulty is I have one income, one single income. I don't have another person in my life. I'm paying all the bills. And a couple of years ago, I know that for my new listeners, I'm also a fitness instructor. And been a fitness instructor for almost 30 years. And so the last 2 years, I've had two knee surgeries, orthoscopic surgeries on both knees. And so for a year and a half, while I was recuperating and taking time off and from exercising and teaching, obviously I couldn't, my income dropped. So when everybody is refinancing now with the rates so low, I can't, because you know what? One of the rules is if you have a part-time position, which they define that being a fitness instructor, it's a part-time position. In order for you to use that income to supplement your salary, your monthly salary, to add on to your monthly salary, you have to be working part-time for 2 consecutive years. Not, so that's 24 months, not 22 months and 1 month out for surgery, and 24 consecutive months. So this has been my roadblock. I can't use my second income. And I'm having a hard time qualifying. Now, I have gathered my paperwork to refinance with 4 different sets of people, 4 different banks, 4 different institutions, 4. And at this moment, I'm on my 5th. However, refused, declined, and believe me, I had the managers at Chase Bank go over my particular situation individually. If you can imagine, they have hundreds and hundreds of people to process and to have refinanced. But no, I had to have the manager of the whole mortgage department at Chase look personally at my situation. That's what I demanded. Now, one of the things that I had a problem with, I mean, I was not having any savings. Now, if you're struggling financially and you haven't been able to use your second job because, you know, recovering from knee surgery, well, guess what? You don't have a savings either. That's just the truth. And one of the loan officers told me, well, I could qualify you, but you don't have any savings. So that means, in other words, what would happen if I lost my jobs? I don't have. You're supposed to have what, 6 months of income? I'm lucky if I have 6 minutes. Get it? So that was the last reason why I was denied. And believe me, my point, the point is this. I defined myself because I didn't have the ability to refinance. I don't have the 6 month savings. I can't qualify. I must be, it's gathering your pay stubs every. Can you hear the stress that I've been, stress, and I'm using quotes. So I had the bright idea. Yeah, the bright idea. I know how I can have a few thousand dollars worth of savings. I know I can put a few thousand dollars in my savings account. Guess what this bright idea was, audience? I won't make a mortgage payment. I'll just pay the late fee because the late fee is only $50. I'll just pay the late fee, and then that way I'll accumulate money, savings. Does that make sense? Savings in my savings account. I'll just pay the late fee for a few months. Well, unbeknownst to me, because I've never been in the situation, I didn't know that all hell would break loose if I don't make a mortgage payment. But audience, guess what? My 790 credit rating just took a nosedive. And I mean, when I say a nosedive, I mean zip all the way down, because I didn't make a mortgage payment 1 month. I did it a couple months. I said, well, yeah, I'm building a little bit of savings. And guess what? Now I get a notification. The people that are refinancing me now, they said, oh, you have a few late payments, huh? That doesn't look good on your credit. Jesus. So I was really clinging and defining myself from that credit rating. And let me back it up a little bit. This person is one of the most dearest person in my life, and other than my son. And he was going through a time and was talking about his credit rating and how it's affected his credit rating. And you know what I told him? I said, who cares about your credit rating? That doesn't mean anything. But then when it hit home, I had to look in the mirror and say, I define myself by my credit rating. And it happened today because I was notified. Listen, when you don't make mortgage payments, unbeknownst to me, it's like the banks get notified, your mortgage gets notified, all your the people that you with your savings get notified. I'm suspended from one of my accounts because of two late fees. Would I have done something differently if I would have known? The answer is, of course. But guess what I wouldn't have gotten? I wouldn't have gotten this lesson. And I wouldn't have changed my perspective. And I wouldn't have defined myself in a different way. And you know what I'm going to define myself with now? No man-made definitions. Has nothing to do with money, house, title, what school did I go to, what school did I graduate from, and all I'm a member of Mensa, come on. No, I'm going to define myself in ways that I am going to feel good, smile, and ways that are going to be constant. See, a credit rating isn't constant. A home isn't constant. A title is not constant. I'm going to define myself the way that the universe, the way that God, the way that God defines us. Because I'll tell you this, the universe / God could care less about where you're living, could care less that you are a doctor, could care less. No, that's not how the universe defines. And I'm going to start defining myself the same way that the universe defines me. Now, I know this was a lot coming back from my vacation, but the good news is we're going to have part two and part three this week. Part two is going to be tomorrow, and I want to ask this question, and I want to ask you to join me in this conversation, and I want to ask this question to you. How do you define yourself? And let me say this, if you're happy and if you're satisfied with the way you define yourself, I'm not here to change it. I'm not here to say, listen, go, good for you. I mean, not good for you, but yeah, I'm cheering. So if your definition or how you define yourself and you're feeling good about it and you're your chest is out and yeah, and I mean chest being out, an internal, it's an internal contentment, and it's an internal smile that I want to feel. So if you're feeling that already, I applaud you. But if you're feeling that, I live over here and I live in an apartment, I'd rather live in a house and people. And if you're defining yourself like that, then maybe another perspective and another way of defining yourself that is more pleasing to your soul would be a good idea. I want to thank you for listening today. Again, we are going to take this subject up. How do we define ourselves tomorrow? And we're going to get in more depth, and I'm going to give you ideas and different ways, different perspectives of defining yourself. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Norrington. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality,
it's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.